Intensity. Yo. Intensity. Yep. Intensity. Yep. Intensity. Let's go. Intensity. Christ music, man. Melody. Listen to this remedy. This is life infinity. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to a TV fam. This is Christ, fam. Welcome to a TV fam.
You give me a shield of salvation for this battle. You give me a strength to call your name in this battle. Let praise to our God, praise to our God, be like arrows straight to our enemies. Let praise to our God, praise to our God, be like arrows straight to our enemies. 'Cause this is war, yeah, this is war.
They call me Cannon.
This is
now war. Pardon me if my heart make it harder, harder. I don't mean for me to be falling off like a leaf, but I am getting cold like the wind coming up in autumn. So much mud in my water. The life I took in was so tainted until I drunk a cup from the stream of the living author. Though my days to get longer, I keep my conscience on lock and on guard like a barber with clippers when it gets when I start up. This gospel got me caught up in the middle of fighting a battle for the sake of the gospel. It's awesome how I get awesome fighting while I'm following Jesus the King. Oh, you better believe it, man. I cannot break away with a whole world for the stumble with a crumble to pieces. Look around, there's a circle of people that are squug out to be down with the king of kings. Get the strikes like Adidas, so the enemy stay down low beneath us. Satan, there won't be no slaughter, no beef. Bow down to the Father. And if God is known as the author, then what's in the bus into the pastor? And because there won't be no replacement, can't nobody worthy to claim that statement. No, Jesus, no. Son of God, who
let
came in to die for the rest of the occasion.
Depending on how you weigh it, sing a new song, but be careful of what you saying, 'cause words can hold power. For instance, folks catch it from a boat or bow, just depending on how I say it. So I'll sing it till it reach heaven. I'll never be home alone, he'll never leave Kevin. No, I know just what he said. Just like the blood that flows a pretty rose, he wrote it all in red. And if the stars are overhead, if the flowers are sleeping bed, if the sparrow is always fed, I bet I can trust what he said. He loved me when I was ugly, he could have left me for dead. He always be thinking of me, he chose to love me instead. And in spite of all that they said, I was never begging for bread. Now I'm dancing out of my clothes, like y'all think I'm gone in the head. I'm looking up overhead and I told him, going on ahead of me. I'm still working on all these melodies.
Army marching to this place, guns in the air with a grimace on they face, armor on they baddest, military boots laced. I can't make it out alive, oh Lord, so give me grace. This is war, believe me, this ain't crazy. Smoke all in the air to the atmosphere haze. But I ain't staring at the enemy that hates me. I got my eyes on you, Lord, you amaze me. Hey, they try to tell me that I'm gone. On the wrong side of the battle, let shit go home. Hold up, but I tell them that I'm on the side of the lion of Judah, I know it's strong. I can't win it on my own, shouldn't try. My heart is for the fire, homie, take a look aside. I ain't got no other weapons on my side, but the truth, so I'm shooting
let
up my brains in the sky.
Yeah.
FM Quiet Times, and you hang out with who? Luando. My name is Luando, and I talk about the word of God. It's the most important thing. It's important that, you know, we find that time where we are alone and we're spending time with God. When we decide, you know, to just push everything away except God. And that's where we are restored. And when we have that encounter, you know, with God, when we allow God to speak to us, now, when everything comes against us, when everything has to be faced, we need to take responsibilities, but now we have what it takes, you know, to stand, to solve problems, and not to fall apart. You get what I'm saying? Because each and every day, if we don't have God living within us, then we just fall apart. So just to encourage you, this is quiet time. Take that Bible, take that notebook, iPad, whatever you're going to use. If you can cut yourself open and you take your heart and then you write the word of God, then good for you. You can do that. But just to encourage you that, you know, let's take this serious. Not just maybe listening to this show, but the most important thing is that you do this in your life. Every day, allowing God to speak to you, coming to God, and He's always there. He's always there. Just open your heart. Just tell yourself, open my heart, open, and my ears, please listen to the word of God. So that's what we need to do. We need to allow God to speak to us. And please don't forget to visit our website, www.activefm.co.za. They always say Christ music is hot music. Yes, it is. Christ music is hot music because it encourages you, and whatever makes you feel cold, you know, challenges and all that. But once you start listening to Christ music, whatever makes you feel cold is overcome. We have victory in who? In Christ. So it's important that you bring a good environment. You form a good environment where in your mind, so that when you make decisions that are good, they can be supported. You understand what I'm saying? And today, guess what? We're going to be talking about what, man? Famous verse in the world. Not just in the world, you get what I'm saying? But in heaven, through all generations, in eternity. That's the famous verse, which is John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. Let me read it for you. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Hear that, man. That's amazing. It's bringing life. It's making us to come alive. You get what I'm saying? And you know, it's so famous. This verse is famous, but it's the truth. And if you have never experienced what it informs us about, then you don't know who God is. You don't understand who God is. I told you, this show is on fire. Because we're talking about the love of God. Hey, I feel like preaching now. I'm clapping hands and all that. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. I think I'm gonna, you know, that's what the sermon, they have been, I mean, even yesterday in cell, they preached about John 3 verse 16, you know. I love this verse, man. I love this verse. This is one of the verses, you know, that walks with you. That even when you condemned, because you know sometimes we don't struggle because challenges that are against us, but sometimes it's when we're regretting. It's when we have done wrong things and we end up being guilty and condemned. But this verse, you know, gives us that surety that God loves us. God loves us. For God so loved the world. We are the world. When the world, if you search the term world, speaks about, I mean, they give you many definitions, but there's one that speaks about the whole universe. The whole universe. And we are part of the universe. So God loved us. that he gave his only son. And no, one day, and I was meditating on this, because this is deep. It has many revelations. And I'm sitting there, and for God so loved the world. Okay, again, for God so loved the world. God, what does this mean? I understand, but, you know, and I came to a point where I started thinking, having a picture of God. You know, God with Jesus in heaven. And I don't know when, or that's what I was thinking of. But God with Jesus in heaven, we know that before Jesus Christ came to earth, he was already in heaven. But God being in heaven and everything is awesome. But when he looks at his son, he always have that thing that one day you're gonna be separated from me. One day I'm gonna lose you. One day. And imagine as a father looking at your son, but knowing that at the age of 15, you're gonna lose your son. Your son will die. And that's one of the things that, you know, God has, you know, experienced so much pain because of the sin that we have done. Now, understand that, yes, we sinned and we end up being separated from God. Some of us even end up in hell and all that. But when sin came in, it didn't just bring pain to our lives, but it also brought pain to God. If you read in the book of Isaiah, you actually see God mourning for his people. And sometimes it's like when we think of God, we think of God as this, you know, being who has power, who doesn't get hurt and all that. But now we start realizing that this God is also emotional. And that's why we even see Jesus crying when he was going to raise Lazarus. And he saw other people and he was crying. God sitting in heaven and looking at his son. Maybe even before the world was formed, but God just being with his son. You know, if you read in the book of John 17, verse 4, where Jesus Christ says, glorify me with thine self, with your own self, with the glory we used to have before the beginning of the world. That means before the beginning of the whole universe, before we existed. But remember again, everything that is happening to God is already after, because he is where we're not. He is already in future. You get what I'm saying? Eternity is not limited to anything. So now, let's say before the whole universe was created, or maybe the time of Abraham, but God was there with Jesus in heaven, but looking at his son and deep in his heart knowing that the time is coming. The time is so close, and I'm gonna lose my son. I'm gonna lose my son. Being worshipped and seeing his son serving him, and, you know, talking and all that, whenever he's talking to his son, but always having that thing in his heart that one day my son will be put to death and he will never be in my presence. And he had the power to stop that. He knew that long time. He had the power to stop that. And that brought, I believe that brought so much pain into God's heart. But his love, you know, remained, because he loves us. He loves us. He allowed that because He loves us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. When He gave His Son, that means, remember, He didn't just, for God, it was a sacrifice. And when you sacrifice, you take what's present in your life, and you make it no more present in your life. So when God gave, He actually sacrificed. That was the biggest sacrifice. That means He took what was present in His life, which was Jesus. And when He gave, Jesus was no more present in His life. That's why Jesus Christ was separated, so that we can be present in God. John 3 verse 16. It's amazing. John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And when we talk about His only Son, we see the relationship between Jesus and the Father. But when He gave, there was that relationship couldn't continue anymore. Jesus was forsaken on the cross. He was forsaken on the cross. You know, I grew up in Eastern Cape, and maybe you don't know, you have never heard, you just know Eastern, and you know the term Cape, but you don't have any idea about Eastern Cape. That's actually where I grew up. It's here in South Africa. It's one of the provinces. So I grew up there, you know, villages, you look after cows. Yeah, it's awesome, man. You climb the mountains. You fight with snakes, man. Ha! Ha! That's Eastern Cape. That's South Africa. You fight with snakes. We know lions, you know. We ride, instead of riding horses, we ride lions. You get what I'm saying? Because we have never been given the spirit of fear. We are the children of God. You get what I'm saying? I'm actually not telling the truth. I'm just, you know, exaggerating. I believe you're gonna ride lions in heaven, not here. You try, you die. And you, it's the same as committing suicide. But anyway, I grew up there, and you know, one of the things I learned about the fathers there, you know, the rural area fathers from the villages, the most important thing to those fathers is having a son. It's the most important thing. I don't know about other cultures and all that, but also, you know, learning from the Bible and seeing how Abraham wanted the son. And I actually see the same thing, you know, that most of the fathers, the most important thing that they want is the son. And when a father where I grew up didn't have a son, to himself, that father was like nothing. And I only understood that through John 3 verse 16. And it's the same thing with Abraham. He had everything. He had servants. He had a beautiful wife. I mean, he had everything. He had cattle. He had flocks. And I can go on. He had everything. I mean, he went to war. He wiped everyone there. I mean, this guy, he was a big guy. Abraham was big. Abraham was blessed. He was prospered in everything except having a son. That's what challenged him. And he wanted the son so badly. So badly. In such a way that, you know, he spoke to God about the fact of having all these things, but the inheritance will fall on the servants. And he didn't want that. He didn't want that. He didn't want that. You see, the son continues the family. It continues the name of the family. And that's why it's so important for the fathers. Even when they die, but if they have the son, then the family continues through the generations. But if a father doesn't have a son, that means the family dies. When the father dies, the family dies. It doesn't continue. It doesn't go on. But it ends. So now what you see is that the son is the future of the father. You get what I'm saying? It's the future. The son continues the father. So the son is the future. The son is the hope of the father to continue through all generations. And we know, looking at Abraham, that because of his son, it was through his son that Abraham still, had his family, going on until today. It was through Isaac, the son. So now, what does this mean? That means a father without a son has nothing. There's no family, because soon the family will die. And it's something that's actually painful. And looking at God and seeing that, you know what, God without his son, he was left with nothing. Same thing with the father. I understand the father that has maybe three sons and all that, and the first son dies. I get that, but what happens when you are like God and you only have one son? You only have one son. What happens as a father? It's one of the things that pains the fathers, to lose their only son. It's a painful thing, and that's what happened to God. God lost his only son. There was no one and anyone to continue God, if I can put it in that way. So you take the father, you take the son out of the father, away from the father. The father has nothing. He's left with nothing. And the same thing when God gave, and we're going somewhere. When God gave, that means God was left with nothing. God was left with nothing. And you know, that's one of the things that you can never do as a father, to give away with your son. Because it costs you. It costs you everything. It costs you the future. It costs you everything. It costs you everything. And one of the things that I've also learned is that a father will do anything. In fact, whatever the father does, I'm talking about a fixed society, not these fathers, they just sleep around, impregnate a woman, they're there. Another woman, and that's all they do. You get what I'm saying? They're not taking responsibilities. And I don't even call those guys, you know, fathers. And because you can have sex, it doesn't mean you are a man. It just means that you are a male. A man is a grown-up male. So let's clear that out. So a father does everything. He does everything for his son, to raise his son, his children. He put all effort, all his life is wasted, you know, in effort to do what? Effort to raise his children, to make sure that his children, they don't struggle. They have all that they need. They are prospered. They have everything. So now, the father does everything for the son. I mean, same thing with the mother. They work together to raise their children. And now what happens is that a father would even die. The father rather die just to protect his son. That's what a parent does, actually. That's what the father does. He would rather die than having his son, you know, dying. He would die just to protect his son. So what does this teach us? Is that a father loves his son more than he loves himself. It's easy for him to give himself away than to give his son away. Because to give his son away, he would rather die to protect his son. I'm talking about a father that loves. You see, it's the same thing with God. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. For God to give himself, it was easy than to give his son away. So God didn't, I'm not saying it was easy compared, you know, to giving his son away. I mean, even to give yourself away, it's not easy. I'm just saying it was easy for him to give himself away than to give his son. You understand? But it would also be a sacrifice. You understand, for him to give himself away for us. You understand? But now, he took the hardest part. He gave his son. And that's the hardest thing. There's nothing harder than that for a father to do. He gave his son. He loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Who's the world? So, we are the reason. We are the reason. If those in streets, if those who are prostitutes, if those who are in prison, people who have been condemned, people who think they cannot make it in life, they're useless and no one cares about them, they're just, you know, wrapped in this box of loneliness, if I can say it in that way. But if they could know that there is someone who loves them so much that he gave his only son. He gave his only son. You see, Jesus, the son, that's what you learn about Abraham. You know, the son makes the world of the Father amazing. Be enjoyable. Taste good. You get it? That means the Son brings joy, brings glory to the Father. You get what I'm saying? Yes, it may not go well for the Father, but as long as the Son is there, he will continue. Jesus brings joy to God. Everything becomes fine in God's life because Jesus is there. But we were also made in the image of God. We were also made in the image of God. And Jesus is the one who makes everything fine in the image of God. So if now, you know, we find ourselves without the image of God. So if we find ourselves, yes, we made in the image of God, but without Jesus, the one who brings joy in the image of God, then we have a problem. There's no way that we're gonna enjoy life. But we will sit there by the corners. Yes, we will weep all the night. Yes, we will be confused. Yes, we have knowledge, but somehow it's all limited when one thing happens in our lives. Have you ever been in those points? Yeah, I know, you're so puffed up, you have knowledge, But when you're going just through one thing, it all goes away. It doesn't help you anymore. And some of us, that's where we find ourselves. But God gave the cure. God gave the friend. God gave the father. God gave joy. God gave peace. God gave the Savior, and that's His Son, to come, die for us, to save us, to be where we are. But people, they need to stand from the streets and look up and start believing that God has done this. People need to come out from their loneliness, their rejection, their brokenness. The moments of, you know, silence and just being confused, come out of confusion and start believing. Lift up your eyes, lift up your head, and start believing that God loves you. He gave His only Son. He was left with nothing so that He can have you. He was so much in pain, looking at His Son, dying, carrying the cross, humiliated, rejected. They spit on His face, yes. But it was because of you. It was because of me. I am the reason why that happened. I am the reason why God lost everything. I am the reason. God loves us so much that He couldn't have anything just to have us. He gave up everything. Everything. And that's how much you mean to God. That's how much you mean to God. Yeah. It doesn't exist, or it doesn't care. That's where we can conclude. But end of the day, that's how much He loves us. That's how much He loves us. Gave up everything. He was left with nothing. He took the hardest thing to do. Sorry, He did the hardest thing to do. He gave His only Son. And that's what He did. Nothing will change that. It is done. It is done. It is done. And He still did it, though some of us, we don't believe. Still did it. And I'm gonna close with just one picture in mind. And we here on earth, we're living, we're connecting, we're networking. That's all good. It's all good, man. And some of us are struggling. Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how your struggles seem like, but if you will see those who are in hell, you will realize that you need Jesus. We happy with our families. We go wherever we wanna go. We cheat and we hurt people. We hijack cars, we rape, we abuse, we fight, and we party. It's all cool. But we always need to remember that while we're doing these things, but there's people right now at this moment being in hell. People in hell right now at this moment. And it's over. It's done. It's done. There's so much in pain. Pain that you have never tasted, you have never comprehended. That's the pain that they are in. That's the pain. In such a way that they wanna die, but they can't die. Because that's death. they can't die. Imagine being in so much pain, all the pain of the world. The one that the person experienced because they stab him, the one that the person they've experienced because they swear him or they slap him or whatever they've said against the person, or but all the pain. One that the person experienced because he was burning because of the fire, because it was cold, but all the pain, all the source of pain is in those people. Being tormented, not just for a day, it's not for a week, it's not for a month, it's not for a year, it's forever. I don't care how hard you are. I don't care if you're rich, you sell your soul for money to the devil so you can prosper here in this world. But if you could see those who are in hell, you wouldn't. And that's not the way. Jesus came to save us from hell. And let us take that opportunity, because hell is real. I know we live like hell is not real, but it is real. And what if you end up there? I assure you, you can never be sure if you don't have Jesus. And you can be sure that you won't end up there if you have Jesus. So this is your opportunity. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I'm giving the opportunity to accept Him. Remember, I always say, I can buy you a gift. This is in two ways. You know, God gave us, He gave us His Son, which is the gift, which is the answer through to every area of our lives, wherever we're struggling. You get what I'm saying? But now we just, sometimes we see Jesus as small, sometimes as someone who's boring, or sometimes as something that's not the truth. You get what I'm saying? And the problem is that when you start looking at the gift, obviously the gift is covered, it's wrapped in a box, you know, that's decorated. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes some of the boxes, sometimes some of the decorations, they don't look nice. But that doesn't matter. What matters, it's what's inside. Do you get what I'm saying? It's what's inside. That's what matters. But you can never have what's inside unless you accept the box and you open it. Some of us, we have accepted Jesus, but we have never searched for Him. We have never tried to get inside. You understand? Search more of who Jesus is. But the most important thing is that we get in who Jesus is. Someone, we just believe that, you know what? Yes, Jesus, you saved me. Jesus, you can give me this. And we accept as our Lord and Savior because you can make my life cool. But we have never get into knowing Jesus. Get inside where the present is. That's what matters. Some, they say Jesus is boring. They have accepted Him, but they have never opened the gift, which is Jesus, that God has given them to actually see what God has placed inside of Jesus. And again, another thing is that you can never have something that you don't accept. I can buy you a gift, I can give you a present right now, but if you don't accept it, you can never have it. You accept the gift by believing that the people that are giving you the gift, they're telling you the truth. They love you that much that they can buy you a gift. It's the same thing with God. He gave you His only Son. God gave His only Son But in order to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, in order to have Him, you need to accept Him. You can't have a gift that someone is giving you if you don't accept it. Because you are given, because it's given to you, because God gave His Son, it doesn't mean that you have His Son Jesus. But you need to accept Him in order to have Him. But how do you do that? That means you need to believe. Open your heart. Don't be hard. Don't be hard. I'm going to give you this opportunity to pray after me. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you for your Son. Because through your Son on the cross, that's where, Lord, we understand what love is. Because of that, we also know that we are loved by you. And Jesus, Son of God, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, I open my heart. You were resurrected and you ascended to heaven. And right now, you are seated at the right hand of our Father, interceding for me. You are my Lord, my Savior. You have your way in my life. Forgive my sins, wash me clean with your blood. Please give me your Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. It's awesome, guys. I'm so excited, and I'm still excited. And I hope you took that opportunity. So give everything to God. Have a fantastic week. God bless you. Yeah.
Into your presence I will enter, letting go of every fear that weighs me down, waiting on you, longing for you, chasing after you, with a heart of expectation, I'm ready for you. My desire is to be just like you, to know you, to know you. That is my only desire, to please you. I will come running to you, pursue you, and I will never be the same.
Into your presence I will enter,
letting go of every fear
that weighs me down,
waiting on you, after you, with a heart of expectation, I'm ready for you. My design is to be just like you.
Pursue.
Jesus. That's all I wanna do.
The same.